Hello, Rochester. This is Nurse Bowen. September is National Gynecological Cancer Awareness Month. Gynecological cancers are better known as lady cancers because they encompass all cancers of the female reproductive system, including the vulva, vagina, cervix, ovaries, uterus, and fallopian tubes. Though risks increase with age, all women, may I repeat, all women are at risk for gynecological cancer. It is important to pay attention to your body and know what is normal for you so that you can recognize the warning signs or symptoms of gynecological cancer. Treatment is most effective when these cancers are found early. Did you know that of all the gynecological cancers, cervical cancer is the only one that we have a screening test for? That screening test is the Pap smear, and it is important to have regular Pap smears. Endometrial cancer forms in the lining of the uterus. Obesity, high blood pressure, and diabetes are linked to endometrial cancer, and research suggests that Black women experience the highest mortality rates when it comes to endometrial cancer. Abnormal vaginal bleeding is a key sign for gynecological cancers. More than 90% of the women diagnosed with endometrial cancer experience irregular bleeding. If you have undergone menopause, any bleeding, spotting including, should be evaluated. Vaginal discharge colored with blood, bloody, dark, and smelly discharge is usually a sign of infection, but sometimes it is a warning of cervical, vaginal, or endometrial cancer. Ladies, when you get that feeling that something just ain't right down there, it is time to see a provider. And if that provider denies you a Pap smear, go online to your medical chart and ask him or her to document why that Pap smear was denied. And don't stop until you get tested and or treated. From the station that cares about the community, 103.9 WDKX.